The only other way Darwinism can trump ID is by relying on a scientific consensus. But no reasonable person thinks that science is just the majority opinion of those who call themselves scientists at any given time. If it were, scientists would still believe that the sun goes around the earth. Plantinga asks whether Darwinists really mean to suggest that the dispute can be settled just by looking up the term science in the dictionary? If so, they should think again. It is hard to see how anything like a reasonably serious dispute about what is and isn't science could be settled just by appealing to a definition. One thinks this would work only if the original query were really a verbal question, a question like whether there are any married bachelors. Plantinga concludes, "The real question, I think, lies in a quite different direction. The real question is whether we have good evidence-based reasons to think a hypothesis is true." Loudon distinguishes between what makes a belief well-founded, or heuristically fertile, and what makes a belief scientific. He concludes that our focus should be squarely on the empirical and conceptual credentials for claims about the world. The scientific status of those claims is altogether irrelevant. According to Loudon, debating the scientific status of a hypothesis merely diverts attention away from whether the evidence provides stronger support for Darwinian evolution than for its competitors. Once that question is settled, we will know what belongs in the classroom and what does not. Highly irrelevant. There are two distinct issues. What makes a belief well-founded, or heuristically fertile, and what makes a belief scientific? Our focus should be squarely on the empirical and conceptual credentials for claims about the world. The scientific status of those claims is altogether irrelevant. Philosopher of Science, Larry Loudon, 1983. Books You're Not Supposed to Read. Nature, Design, and Science: The Status of Design in Natural Science by Del Ratch, State University of New York Press, 2001. And Debating Design, From Darwin to DNA, edited by William A. Dembski and Michael Roos, Cambridge University Press, 2004. This book is continued on Disc 5.